No, you haven't stumbled into a bar at closing time or a soccer match in Europe or Fenway Park, where Red Sox closer Jonathan Papelbon used to play this song when he took to the field. One of the best soundtracks ever, the Boston-based Dropkick Murphys' Shipping Up to Boston. Since its 2004 release, it's gone double platinum. It was heard on the Oscar-winning film The Departed. And Dropkick fans also know the lyrics are from iconic folk singer Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Woody Guthrie's 1940 anthem, This Land Is Your Land. And now on the Dropkick Murphys' new album, you hear more words from this fierce union activist, anti-fascist Woody Guthrie. The album is called This Machine Still Kills Fascists, a play on the phrase Guthrie painted on his guitars. This machine, the guitar, kills fascists, meaning authoritarian governments who promote racism and brook no dissent, like Italy under Mussolini, who backed Hitler, who Guthrie loathed. The whole album is Guthrie lyrics. Dropkick Murphys founder Ken Casey tenderly read them while wearing special gloves at their archive. Here's one of the songs that resulted, All You Phonies.
I tell a tale to you of how we built our union. You call the NMU. We fought the goons and gun thugs around the ocean shore.
Dropkick Murphys founder Ken Casey is here in the studio to talk about this terrific new release. Ken, great to see you.
It's good to be here. Thank you. Good to see you again.
And explain to people how this started. You and Woody Guthrie's daughter.
Yeah, Woody's daughter, Nora, and actually Woody's grandson, Cole, who is Nora's son.
And is a big Dropkick Murphys fan.
Yeah, and when we first went down, I figured, oh, they're going to say no to every idea we have or whatever. But our relationship with Nora has been amazing, and she's had this real trust in us with what we've done with the lyrics. And obviously Shipping Up to Boston, you know, popped out at us. But all along, we did have the plan to do a full album of his unpublished lyrics.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're really helping to bring some history to light, because he's got hundreds of pages of... He probably had music to them, but nobody knows what it was because he never recorded it.
Well, the crooks, they work, we gotta work.
Now what's our choice for 10 times more?
Well, the robbers, they walk, we gotta walk.
Now what's our choice for 10 times more?
Well, the enemy labors, we gotta labor.
Now what's our choice for 10 times more?
Well, the thieves go marching, we gotta march.
Did Woody Guthrie mean something to you, this Celtic punk band? Had Woody Guthrie been a part of your life?
Yeah, of course. I can remember back into grammar school, Catholic school, being taught kind of like that This Land Is Your Land is almost like the people's national anthem, you know? And and then as I got older and became a fan of guys like Joe Strummer from The Clash and Springsteen and saw how much they revered Woody Guthrie, it made you... And then you saw what a rebel he was. So growing up, you know, and as a punk rock fan and in a punk rock band, it's like, oh, this guy was the original rebel, the original punker.
Yeah, let's listen to a cut one from the new album again. Lyrics from Woody Guthrie, music from the Dropkick Murphys, 2 6s upside down.
You see, I set myself in the gambling game and I couldn't half play my hand. I was thinking about that woman I loved run away with another man. Run away with another man, run away with another man. I was thinking about that woman I loved, run away with another man.
You know, if we had done this album when we first set out to do it 20 years ago, it would have been electric. It would have been very much like normal Dropkick Murphys. At this point in our career, we wanted to try something different and use this opportunity to really strip it down and not to do it like Woody would have, but get more in that era, that time period, that feeling of that part of the country. And we went out to Woody's hometown of Okemah, and you know, you're going through these just rural areas, and Okemah's very, you know, very depressed city. There's maybe, you know, one out of every 10 storefronts is open, you know, and you could just, you kind of just felt these lyrics, and especially that one, and just felt like it really helped us. I hate to be one of those guys that, you know, whenever I'd hear bands, they went to this country to get in the mindset, like, ah, that's crap, but it actually worked. It actually helped.
You walked the streets he did.
Yeah.
And by the way, his daughter Nora said, "You are a master at understanding his lyrics, which could be complicated, long, deadly, serious, or totally ridiculous." High praise. Woody Guthrie was anti-violence in some ways, anti-war in some ways. But, you know, when a cause was right, he was right in the middle. Let's listen to his Tear the Fascists Down.
"So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down."
He compliments the countries who are fighting Hitler, and he's saying to America, you know, come on, let's go. Your thoughts on his view of fascists, the slogan on his guitar?
Obviously, that was a powerful statement to have on your guitar, and we just wanted to make the point that his music was still as relevant as ever. It's a word to me that boggles my mind that the word fascism or fascist is like a trigger to a lot of people. You know, when we put it out and people would say, "Oh, yeah? Oh, so you like high gas prices?" And I said, "Wait a minute. Is that what it's come to? It's either, you know, you're either admitting that you're pro-fascist. If you're going to take that term, like you're angry at Dropkick Murphys for speaking up about fascism, and you'll equate it to inflation or whatever it is. It's like, is it one or the other now? Like, what are you talking about?
I think I hear what you're saying, but now fascists, let's be frank, fascists are marching in the street supporting a former president. And so you're saying that if you are anti-fascist, people are acting as if you're anti that political view.
Which to me is an admission that you're a fascist, you know? I don't know, why does the word upset you so much if you're not?
Did you worry, Ken Casey, that the Dropkick Murphys might lose some fans? Because
of course, I know we are.
Because you're anti-fascist.
Yeah, I know we will, because there's, you got to keep in mind, our core fan base is, you know, white working class people. And what other group of the country's population has changed their stripes over the last 5 years? All of us that were raised pro-union Democrats that are now buying into the big lie. And you know, as I say to people I know that think that Donald Trump represents working class interests, they said, this guy wouldn't put you out if you were on fire on the sidewalk, you know what I mean? And he certainly wouldn't pay your company if you did work for him. So I'm completely befuddled by it.
What,
you know,
what would you want that core Dropkick Murphys fan to know about Woody Guthrie and about what's happening on this album?
That he stood up for his beliefs, that he thought that, you know, there was power in the voice of the people and that we need to stand up. And it's kind of scary times sometimes when, you know, there's such large groups of potentially ready to be violent people on another side, ready to back the crazy stuff they believe. And I just feel like it makes what we're doing all that more important, because you can't cower from it. You got to speak up against it, and you got to be ready to be there and tell it like it is. I mean, you look at Woody Guthrie back in the day. A lot of times he was singing on a street corner or on a train. He didn't have security to hide behind. He didn't have an amplifier to sing it from, you know, 1,000 yards away, his message. He might have been singing it to a small group of people, and the message was important. So you take inspiration from that, you know?
Yeah. I want to listen to the last song on the album in which we hear a little of Woody Guthrie, and then your voice entwining with his.
And by the way, you also have his grandson, Cole, playing the dobro guitar. So that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah. And again, what is he singing about here?
He's talking about World War II, fighting fascists, and, you know, getting rid of fascists, you know.
Yeah. It's called Dig a Hole. It's one of the many just gems on the new Dropkick Murphys album, This Machine Still Kills Fascists. the saying on Woody Guthrie's guitar, a guitar that kills fascists. Ken Casey, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here again and good to talk to you.
Mr. Hitler talked to Goring, and here's what he did say.
I can't figure out these...